All right, we're back. What's up? Another episode. Here we go. Feeling jacked. The world is flipping on its axis right now because of Kanye West. I'm not going to talk about it. This isn't a political thing. It's just pretty weird to witness.
It is.
So many people weighing in.
There are. It's a lot of people. Yeah. Everybody's got an opinion, right?
We live in a weigh-in society right now. Like, everybody feels like they can weigh in. Like,
that's because the news or stories you read are like tweets that other people put up about events.
That is an insane part of the news.
Right? Like,
that,
but
that didn't even used to kind of be part of the news. It didn't even used to be, here are a list of people that we went to and got their opinions. It wasn't even that. It was like all of a sudden a bunch of tweets and it's like in the middle of the article.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And so then you're like weighing this based off of other people's opinions about it. It's not like, and like they don't know. These people aren't experts about this subject.
Yeah, nobody's saying anything factual about
yeah.
it. Nobody's saying this is exactly what he did wrong and this is why it's wrong.
No.
It's like.
It's all opinion.
Uncle Tom, Sambo, tap dancing. Like nobody. Like, that, okay, I get it. You're upset. Those are some vague insults that really don't mean anything unless you string them together with context.
Yeah. Right?
So why is he tap dancing again? Because clearly he wasn't tap dancing. Right? Did I miss that? Did I miss him?
I didn't see any tap dancing.
Right? So yeah, no, it's just a weird state of affairs that we're in. It's crazy.
Yeah. But who's so? Did anybody's opinion surprise you? Were you like, oh, that? I'm glad the news gave me that.
Not one single person.
No.
It was just one disappointing, angry person after the next.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that is crazy about it, because when Kanye West was like, George Bush don't care about black people.
Yeah.
The conservatives were like, I don't agree with him. What he said was wrong. He has no place saying that. He's not even a political figure. Why was he on television?
Right.
Right? Why was he even addressing this in the first place?
Yeah.
It's really as far as it went.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be the racist people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's really as far as it went. You didn't see, I mean, if anything, they were trying to diminish his credibility as a political figure or as a spokesperson for America or the presidency.
Yeah.
He was like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. Get out of here, Kanye West.
Yeah.
Kanye West supports Donald Trump, and the liberals are like, coon, Uncle Tom. Dude, it's insane how that, like, what? How is that the case? The liberals are supposed to be the people that are not racist.
Yeah.
Right? That shout down racism.
Yeah.
And then as soon as Kanye West disagrees with him, only racist terms I've seen used at him.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think of what Don Lemon? So you watched the Don Lemon thing. What did you think?
I thought he was pretty messed up because he made him seem like he was mentally unstable.
That's fair, but he also said that what I witnessed there was a minstrel's show.
Yes, he did.
That's racist.
I don't know. I have a hard time listening to Don Lemon's. Like, I tune him out. Like, I, like, can't. I'm like, no. Like, my brain just like, no.
Yeah, there's something off about him, right?
Yeah.
There's something like, he's evil, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, he would make fun of me. Like, I don't want to be
up.
Around him.
That woke you up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk about Don Lemon's evilness for a little bit?
He's creepy.
I don't even know what it is about him. It's just like that. He just seems like he's full of hate and vitriol.
he's like the bad character in a Disney movie. Like, he goes behind the like room and like has evil laughs. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he just
unfurls. You know, like when they like appear in the
he has
Disney
like
the smoke and the
like the octopus in Little Mermaid.
Yeah, like
Esmeralda. Was that the name?
No,
that was
Ursula.
Ursula. Yeah. Ursula.
Ursula.
Don Lemon. Ursula, all we have to do is connect the dots. I've been in a very dot connecting phase lately. We can do this.
We can do this.
We can do this.
Okay.
Don Lemon, Ursula.
Okay.
We have to connect Don Lemon to Ursula.
Does Don Lemon ever go on a boat?
Of course, Don Lemon goes on a boat. Are you kidding me? Yacht. Yeah, Don Lemon's a yacht dude. He's got boat shoes.
Yeah.
You know, he wears like mid-thigh coral colored khakis.
Yeah, he know? Does.
He's definitely on that boat. He's probably got a button up unbuttoned. You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
with the for some reason, but it's like really light fabric, but for some reason he gets the long sleeve one so he can roll the sleeves all the way up in that way. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, you knew you were gonna be in a tropical environment on the yacht. Why did you get the long sleeve?
Because that looks so cool. That's like status.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's that kind of yacht guy as far as I'm concerned.
He's in the ocean now.
He's in the ocean. Dude, it was really easy to get him in the ocean. These dots are just connecting. These dots are just connecting. So, Don Lemon. I don't know much about Don Lemon.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know much about Ursula. <Uh-oh>. These dots are just connected. They're just connected. Now, what I do know about him, though, is that he is he's a gay man. Did you know he was a gay man?
Only because, well, you introduced me to Don Lemons today. I didn't like it my first Hello, impression.
Hello, welcome to Don Lemon. It's Don Lemon. You're making him plural. You're like an old black lady. What is that? Oh, what's that boy's name? That Don Lemons. That Don Lemons was on TV just talking out of his butt. Did you see what that Don Lemons was saying?
I have the final dot connection.
Okay.
You know in The Little Mermaid when he takes King Triton, or Ursula takes King Triton, she makes those little sea creatures that are all sad?
Yeah.
Don Lemon has a garden of them.
Okay. Well, he definitely has a garden. Do you say that because he's gay?
No, because he's evil. And that's an evil garden to keep.
He's definitely evil. He's definitely evil of the Ursa variety. This was new for us. We didn't think about this. This came out.
Here. We discovered it.
Yeah, we discovered this. Here, so we didn't really have time to flesh this out, so we'll get back to it. it'll come back to us. Speaking of, you want to since we're working on a crazy conspiracy theory together,
okay.
I want to introduce you to something that I feel like I've stumbled upon.
Uh oh.
If you don't know, I'm really into ancient civilizations right now. I'm also really into sacred knowledge, right?
yes, yes, you are.
So the two of them are really colliding within me.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like I am a conduit for new information, for new knowledge, if you will.
Oh, jeez.
Right? I think I've figured some things out.
Should we recap where you left us last time? Or is this
well,
like
you, go ahead. We you don't recap. Need to. You recap where we left. Give us like a 1-minute recap of where we left off. What do you got?
Okay.
You gotta face your
so
microphone.
So there was an ancient civilization that was really, really advanced. And it got wiped out by a flood, and all the people that were left over were the idiots that lived in the mountains and stuff, and they had to restart society, and that's where we came from.
Basically. I mean, if you go by the ancient Sumerian tablets, the story of creation says the Anunnaki created man to be slaves.
Yeah.
To, like, do their mining and stuff. They were mining the earth of minerals for whatever reason. Gold, it seemed to be most likely. The reason why they were mining earth for gold, because you looked at me like, why gold? Because it like makes cool jewelry and shit? No, that's not why. Because if you ground gold up and make it a powder, it's a superconductor. What? Gold by itself is a conductor. You make gold wire, it's a very good conductor, but gold powder is a superconductor. Boom, just and blew your mind.
Yeah, you did, because I forgot the very important fact that the pyramids and stuff were energy plants.
Power plants.
They used water and a superconductor of gold.
Gold superconductor. And
So this is where we are?
Well, this is a different part of the culture.
Okay.
Right. This is the religion aspect of it.
Okay.
Right. I figured this out. So you notice how religions kind of have like tiers. They have like a main god, and then they have another tier of deity, known like in pretty much every religion.
Okay.
So you have like the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Let's just say those are the same. Right, because that's I think how Christianity expresses it, right?
But the Holy Trinity.
You have angels.
Okay.
Right. You have the four horsemen.
Mm.
You have other deities, other powerful beings that have powers beyond human mm-hmm. within every religion. So you have like, you know, and you have in Buddhism, you have Buddha, and then you have other people who have reached enlightenment, other people who have reached Buddha status. More than one person can do that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have like bodhisattvas, which are the living incarnation of Buddhas on earth, mm-hmm. right? They don't ever reach enlightenment though, because they sacrifice that to be a conduit, to be teachers, to be Sydney-like, if you will.
Sydney-like. Yeah,
me-like, if you will. But so here's the deal. What I propose is that all religions kind of like came about at the same time, and the other lesser deities of each religion, right, were the main gods of other religions.
Okay.
You know, just playing their role, but then each one god was like, but we're the supreme beings, you know, Allah, Buddha, Vishnu, they work for me.
You know?
And they get like these lesser roles, not even really named characters. They call stuff like the Four Horsemen, you know, you know what I mean? Of the apocalypse. And so that's my newest, those are the newest dots I've been connecting.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you say? Like, it's plausible at the very least, right? It's like, I don't know how to debunk me yet.
Okay. Well, I think part of this is like, goes on your theory that it was all like one connected society.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, so, because on the initial, I'm like, so what if they all had the same religion? Like, whatever, Sydney, not that interesting.
Yeah.
But when you think, put it in context, I can see how that would be an important discovery to you.
To me? Just me? Just me, Ansley?
Yes.
No, but I mean, because it's, there are a lot of through lines in every religion. And I think the only difference you have is like, different cultures just practice that religion differently. And I think over time, and after the flood, after the flood created a huge amount of disinformation.
Yeah.
Like, the idiots were regrouping society and trying to rebuild it based off of what they remembered things kind of were.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, I think that's what, I think it was the whole, I think the Father, the Son, the Holy, I think they're all the same. I know there's, but trust me, they're all this, it just makes it easier. We'll round down to one. Round down to one. So, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I think I'm onto something here.
Okay.
I think there's something. I'm like, dude, what a world I've stumbled into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just enlightened.
So many things. I find something. There's not been a single wormhole that I stumbled into where every day was like, oh my God, I'm glad I'm here. You know, it's nothing. Because like, usually everything else, it's like after like a day or two, it's like, oh my God, I'm dumbing. I'm becoming an idiot. I'm retarding myself. Like, how, goodness gracious, how much longer can I research flat earth? Like, this is it's been 2 months. It's been day in, day out for 2 straight months. But no, this is I love this. So here's one of the newest things. And like a mesa, you remember what a mesa is, right?
Yeah.
The geological structure that is a mesa.
Uh-huh.
Which is a flat which is kind of like a flat stone structure. Mm-hmm. It's a stone structure that's flat, a mesa. They call it a tabletop.
Yeah.
It's also known as a plateau.
Find it out in Arizona a lot.
Yes, there's mesas and plateaus in Arizona, mm-hmm. right? These tabletop stone structures mm-hmm. are actually, woo! Are you sitting? Are you sitting down for this? They're actually tree stumps. Giant, massive tree stumps.
This ancient civilization live in giant trees?
Well, no, they're, so you know how also a lot of different religions, in their storyline, there's giants out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Even in Christianity.
Yeah.
Goliath is a giant.
Right.
Right? It's just like, that's just out of nowhere in the Bible. It's like, what the? Are you kidding me? There are giants now? Like, I thought this was about Jesus. You know, being like the son. Oh, this is it. So it's wild. And they're everywhere. Giants are in lore everywhere. So giants were in most of the lore everywhere, giants were created by the gods. Like the Titans are giants, right? They were created by the gods. So if you now link that back to this, this is these are the dots. These are the dots. So you link that back to this, the ancient Sumerian tablets. They created man to be slaves and mine their minerals. It also said that they went through different incarnations of man. You know, which would explain if you're going through the historical record, you've not even considered giants, but like Homo erectus, Australopithecine. So none of the videos I've been watching have gone over stages of man. I'm doing that from like memory from like middle school and shit. But and I think getting two of them going from middle school memory was pretty good.
Yeah.
Homo erectus, Australopithecine, Homo sapien, that's us. And there's like two more, right?
I don't know.
Whatever. I'm on top of this shit.
Okay.
So then there's
but
like,
how does that explain for that?
Well, because they made different versions of man. So the first
who made men?
This is the creation story, the religious creation story according to the ancient Sumerian tablets.
Okay.
Right? And this is older than the Bible. I didn't talk about that yet. Am I blowing your mind yet? Am I blowing your mind
you're
yet?
Spouting a lot of information.
Yeah. So the ancient Sumerian tablets that came before the Bible, thousands of years before
the
Bible.
Right.
Their creation story is that a being, race of creatures known as the Anunnaki, came down to mine the planet of its resources, gold in particular. But they come from this planet called Nibiru, which is a planet that's on this like super big orbit that only comes through like every 10,000 years or something. I don't know if that's the correct number, but it's like super. Yeah, you're looking at you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but like
no, I'm remembering hearing the story on your crazy ancient alien shows.
Well, see, it's not ancient alien
I know
anymore. It's like it's kind of off that, but it's kind of still on that.
Yeah,
it's really strange what I stumbled into.
Yeah,
because like but you know, like the what is it, the Kuiper belt, like that ring of asteroid dust that's like around.
Yeah,
like that was apparently from a collision of two planets, Nibiru and another planet. Like the planet that the Anunnaki came from and another planet collided, and that, you know, this big cataclysm that all these religions say happened in the sky where the gods were warring were actually two planets crashing together in that time period. It's like, I don't want to bore you with details. Right? But so what is exactly the thing that I was what was my thesis? Where were we? Well, what was this even about, right?
I think this is just all about your new discoveries.
Yeah, it's like
dots that you're connecting.
Yeah, I'm connecting the dots. That's just know. These tables, these mesas.
Oh, the mesas.
These mesas and plateaus. So, giants could have very well been one of the incarnations of man that were created to chop down the trees, to do these big mining projects, to like feed the engines for these big mining, whatever. I don't know why they needed these trees, but they grew them big and cut them down.
Who did?
The giants cut them down. Come on, this is easy. This is elementary. This is 101 shit. The giants cut them down. The Anunnaki told them to do it. Duh. So this is where we are now. This is who we are now.
Oh yes, this is us, huh?
Yeah. This is you had to think something like this was going to happen eventually.
This is my fault.
Not your fault, but come on, you had to see it coming. You knew what you were getting into. I was heavy in the anime when we met. Yeah. So, that's where I am.
That's where you are.
That's where I am. Just jacked. Just jacked on knowledge and information and just connecting dots.
Yeah.
Do we got anything more on Don Lemon? is your brain churning for connecting dots right now? Are we closer to connecting Don Lemon to Ursula from The Little Mermaid?
I think Gaston might be his cousin.
Gaston is from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. I mean,
Prince Eric's neck isn't as incredibly thick as Gaston.
Gaston might be his cousin.
Yeah, or his husband. There you go. His white husband. He has a white husband.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what are Ursula's. Let's think about Ursula first.
Yeah. Right?
What are Ursula's motivations? What is Ursula motivated
by? She wants to be queen of the ocean.
There is no doubt in my mind that Don Lemon wants to be queen of the ocean. There is no doubt in my mind. Why don't we start there?
I don't know.
We didn't start there. We should have started with this. Dot number one. Boom. They both want to be queen of the ocean. What else? What else does she? What does she love? What is she angered by? Like, what are her different?
The beauty set her off. The beauty.
Beauty.
Ariel.
Kanye's brilliance as an artist, because he's not an artist. He just reports shit and criticizes things.
Yeah.
Critics are always angry and jealous of what they critique in the world.
Right.
Oh, what a bitter, bitter little Ursula. Kanye's brilliance, his beautiful, beautiful, brilliant artistry set him off. His beautiful music, his mastery of a craft. Hmm. Don Lemon can't handle it.
Yeah.
Don Lemon, and that's like a... And yeah, it's very Ursula-like. Very Ursula-like. So we got, so what were the dots that we have? We have Queen of the Ocean. They both want to be Queen of the Ocean.
Yeah.
They're both jealous of the Little Mermaid's beauty, because you got to think about it. Kanye is a Little Mermaid. He's now walking on land for the first time. He's out of the water.
He's in the Oval Office, man. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this here? Yeah, this is this might be true. Yeah, what an evil little man. Michael Rapaport was flipping out.
Michael Rapaport? Who's he?
Exactly, right? Who the fuck is he? Who the fuck is that guy? He's Michael Rapaport. He's that redheaded white guy that's in movies, but he's like the jittery mover, and he talks fast, like he talks jive-ish like a black guy.
Yeah.
Like his whole entire career is based off of him talking like a black guy. Go ahead.
And he's mad at Kanye?
Yeah, he was flipping out at Kanye.
Why?
He also used those types of racial slurs, like Kanye West was tap dancing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing himself. He should be kicked out of the hip hop community. There's all sorts of.
I think was he embarrassing himself? Was he not engaging and polite? Like, was he being a weirdo?
I don't know. Are you being a conservative?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm not being.
Yeah, because
anything.
I feel like that. I feel like if you even acknowledge that, if you in any way don't see what he did as wrong,
yeah,
you're conservative and racist. I don't know. I don't know how everything works.
I don't either. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So you tell me.
I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't know. It's like, it's kind of weird because it's like really non-news. I don't know.
He sat down in an office and had a conversation with the president.
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
And then it's like, where are we at as a society? Like, the way that we're picking out things to complain about, it's like, like people are saying, like, oh, look at all those white people he was in that Oval Office with. It was like, well, technically, he was only in that office with President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Who was also a guest.
Yeah.
He was in that office with, there were more, I mean, as far as who was in the office, who was in the meeting.
Yeah.
There were more black people than white people.
Yeah.
Right?
In the meeting that right? got the invite so on the calendar.
The white people that you're counting is the crew.
Yeah.
The people taking the pictures and recording everything.
Yeah.
They don't have any input on the conversation.
No.
They're not influencing the way that this meeting is going.
No.
Those white people don't count.
I agree. Yeah,
they're
with
not
you.
Even three-fifths of a person. They don't count. Oh, those geez. White people who are in that office are not in that office.
Yeah.
You know, they're not yeah. in any way that bears them being mentioned in their, as far as they add to the quantity of white people.
Yeah.
No parents. It's yeah. just ridiculous stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Listen, you're fading away from the mic. We got you a mic that you don't have to hold, so you can't complain and say that it's not. Get up to the mic. All right. Where are we at here? I don't know. We had a little bit of a, we had a double start. Some behind the scenes stuff right there. Anthony needed to get her shit together. I had to put her in a headlock.
But
I'm just
okay.
What? What? You don't like my characterization of me putting you in a headlock? I was gonna put you in a headlock, but like a front headlock, so you were like, you know, you were facing me.
Yeah.
A headlock, and then like I from the like use my foot to kick you in the face. Like
oh
the
yeah.
back, just like kind of like lift it.
Yeah. And you want to know why I'm offended?
You were kind of pre-offended.
I kind of felt like I knew where this was going.
You knew it was going to a like the soul, the soul kick.
No,
like
was, but
like that's an indignant kick.
Yeah,
you know that's a kick that put the direct bottom of the foot on the face. I was gonna do the most indignant face kick that I could think of. Mm. Yeah. All right. What are you? Are you? You seem like you're. Where are you at? Where are you at? You with
I'm
me?
Just, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You still thinking about jujitsu?
No, I'm here. Just
okay. You're allowed to think about jujitsu.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm here, Zinni. I'm
I mean
here.
You got competitions coming up. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's really. Other than the fact that I stood my ground and defended her house, which actually I can talk about because didn't make the cut first time around.
No.
No.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
We so had to but we're moving on, right?
Yeah, we're moving on. But I just think it needs to be some idiot drunk chick trying to steal our Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And I put an end to that. I put an end to that real quick.
Did she get away with one, though?
Listen, I think her friend got away with stealing a spider. She mm-hmm. tried to take some of the webs. Mm-hmm. Her friend who stole the spider did it quietly. She was a follower loser and couldn't not make a scene out of what she was doing. You know, and I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Jumped out there and did everything I could without opening my door and actually going outside. You know, that's as far as I went. I mean, it's Halloween spider webbing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's also, who sees that? Who walks by, sees Halloween decorations, and thinks to themselves, yep, those are only for the adults of this house. Like, I'm going to steal this because it's only going to affect, there are no children involved in this at all.
Yeah.
Like, who thinks that?
I don't know.
It's not even like, whatever. It's just, that's where we are. Everybody feels like they can weigh in. Everybody feels like they can weigh in. Just mm-hmm. weighing in on our cobwebs. What's wrong with people, man?
I don't know. It's like one of the biggest things I teach the kids when we walk around the neighborhood. Like, don't touch other people's decorations.
Because you sure as hell don't teach them don't go up on other people's porches.
It's not hurting anybody. Well, porch will be there.
What's that?
The porch will be there.
That's fair. That's fair. Damn it, now I gotta edit. Damn it. Damn it. All right, whatever. I'll edit. I'm not too proud to edit.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. I think that's a pretty good short show.
Yeah.
Do a show as long as we, you know, we just gotta get back at it.
Okay.
You know, you felt like I noticed that I asked you before we started the first show. I was like, "Are you stretched out enough?" Or you, no, I said, "Are you stretched out good?" And you were like, "Eh," but you were like kind of cocky about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Are you stretched out enough?" And you were like, "You know, yeah, enough. Like I wouldn't stretch out enough. You know." That's whatever. All right, cool. And I think you noticed how loose I was, how loosey-goosey I was, and you start getting jealous, and you start trying to stretch during the podcast. I just noticed that, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just noticed that you peeped my loosey-goosey and wanted some.
Uh-huh.
Just putting that out there. Next time, due diligence. Let's get those stretches get those stretches done. Don't try to bite my style late in the game. I offered you the game.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad. See, if some people don't know how, like, if you don't have a comeback sometimes, don't force it, right? I'm getting in this situation with these people online. So, we'll end on this, because this is just funny to me. So, I'm in, you know, you may or may not know that I've been embroiled in a battle online about systemic racism since August 29th of 2018. And it is now deep, deep, deep into October, right?
Yeah.
This has been going on for quite some time.
This has been affecting our life.
Right, so here's the thing, and you don't have to agree with the premise, but I'll give you the whole entire premise. The premise is that slavery was motivated by racism. That's the premise that that's one of the arguments that a guy and I are having right now. And I'm saying, no, that's not possibly the case. Slavery is motivated by enterprise. It's literally cheap labor. The whole point of slavery is cheap labor, right? He goes, I'm not saying all slavery, just slavery in America. So I'm saying, well, how does slavery go from being about enterprise to about slavery? That's a leap in logic, speculation, and assumption. And he said, he goes to me, how can something be a leap in logic and an assumption, smart guy? You didn't even know what the hell a leap in logic was. And then I realized that I'm in a debate. I'm in a fucking debate with facts and shit with somebody who doesn't even know what a leap in logic is.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I am.
Yeah, that's who you are.
No, that's who I am.
Yeah.
That's who I am. I got to stop that, man. Like, man, because it's like that phrase, you know, like, oh, he doesn't suffer fools gladly. Like, I gladly suffer fools.
Yeah, you do.
And that is a problem. I got to stop it.
Redneck problem you got to get rid of.
It is. It is. That is my black redneck. I got a little bit of education, and I came back to the community. You guys are all dumb. I read a book. All right, I'm good. Thank you for listening. Keep on listening. Give us some ratings and some reviews, all that podcast stuff. You know, it takes a lot of effort for me to get Anthony into this shit sometimes. sometimes she's like gung-ho. Last week she was gung-ho, even though she wouldn't hold the mic to her face. She was about it. This week, she was a little, but she was up on that mic. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. She got you.